Hello, everybody. My name is Mike Arrigo, and today I'm going to be reviewing Roxio Easy CD Creator 5. Many of you might know of this as Adaptec Easy CD Creator, this product. They've recently started their own company, and the company is called Roxio, and they're the ones that are now making this product. And I just received version 5 last week. It has just been released. It's a brand new product. And we're going to be taking a look at some of the features and how it compares to Easy CD Creator 4. 4 was a very speech-friendly version. I believe 5 is just as well, but you can decide for yourself. We'll definitely go through some of the components of Easy CD Creator 5 and we'll look at the interface and see if it's as easy to use with a screen reader as version 4 was. Before we get into that, though, let's talk a little bit about what Easy CD Creator is for those people that may not know, that have never gotten into CD writing. Easy CD Creator is a software program that allows you to write CDs, whether that's audio CDs, data CDs. It can be any number of types of CDs, and of course it requires a CD burner as well in order to function. If that's confusing for you, think of your screen reader and a speech synthesizer. It's two separate components, yet they work together. The speech synthesizer is the part that actually produces the voice, whether it's hardware or software. It's what actually makes the voice, and then your screen reader is the software component that actually drives the synthesizer and makes it speak and controls the pitch and the volume and the speed. And CD writing is the same idea. You have a CD burner, which is the hardware component. It might be internal in your computer, and it might be external. Usually a USB is actually how they come externally. And then you have a software program that actually drives the CD burner and makes it function. A lot of times comes with your CD burner, and there's a number of them out there, and Easy CD Creator seems to be one of the more popular ones. I know I started with Easy CD Creator 4, which came with my CD burner, and I did go ahead and purchase version 5, which is actually a end-user retail product. There was a deluxe version of 4 as well, which I did not have, so when I do comparisons here between version 4 and 5, it will be the regular OEM version that came with my CD writer. Before we actually get into some of the features and trying it out, let me tell you a little bit about how the product comes and the installation and some of that. The product comes in a nice box, and the one disappointing thing that I did find as far as the manual goes, there is no manual on the CD as far as in PDF or text format, nothing like that. There is online help with the product, and you can get help pretty much anywhere you are in the product, but as far as the actual manual goes, if you want to actually have that read, you will need a scanner or someone sighted to read that for you. I did find, too, when scanning the manual, that there was a lot of tables and diagrams. So scanning the manual, you may find very difficult. If you're relatively familiar with CD writing, you shouldn't have too much trouble getting started with the product. However, if you're not, you may, again, need a bit of sighted help to look at that manual because it does not come on the CD in any format. Or you might find that the context-sensitive help is good enough for you, and that's good. The help is actually the regular Windows help. It is not Windows 98 help. It is the regular WinHelp format. So there are some utilities out there that will convert a help file to a TXT file, and that might also be something you could look into doing. The product does run under Windows 95, so for you Windows 95 users, you will find that it does work. A lot of products now are dropping support for 95, and the minimum you must have is 98, but CD Creator 5 does support 95. And, of course, you need a CD writer to use it. The J general recommended hard disk space is at least 200 megs if you do a full install, which I went ahead and did. There are some of the applications which I probably won't use, but I did go ahead and do a full install of the product, and it takes about between 200 and 250 megs. It comes on one CD. There is a second CD in there with some extra things such as movies, those kind of things. I myself did not install that, but it is available. The install is done with a standard install shield wizard. You simply insert the disk into the drive and it starts automatically, or if you have the auto run feature disabled, you do want to run setup from the CD, whatever drive letter your CD drive is assigned to. The one thing about the install that I would like to comment on as far as the negative side, and you see this with several products, and I think frustrating is an understatement for it. It does require you to enter a CD key to install the product, and of course, there is no way to get that off of the package without either scanning it and hoping that your optical character recognition does not make a mistake, or getting sighted help for that. Fortunately, I was able to scan it, and the recognition was good enough, so I was able to install it. The other thing related to this that I think is a real nuisance, and I think any blind person who's had to deal with this would probably agree, the key is typed into several edit boxes rather than just one. A lot of times when you get something in email to install a product, it's a serial number, and it's all one thing. So you can basically copy it to the clipboard and paste it into the box where it requests the serial number. Not so with this product. It goes between several edit boxes, so the paste feature is not going to work. And in addition to that, if you Alt-Tab away from the Install Shield program to perhaps memorize the next few letters of the CD key and then Alt-Tab back, you'll find yourself back in the first box, which is actually your name, and trying to read through those boxes to figure out where you're at, you have yourself switching edit boxes all the time, and it's very confusing, and that is the one complaint I would have about the installer, the CD key and how it's entered. So if you don't have a scanner, you will most likely need sighted assistance for that. On the other hand, there is a plus to this install that I have never seen in an Install Shield program, but it is very good for a blind person. A lot of times when you choose to do a custom install, it puts up a list and says, click the components you want to install and deselect the ones you don't want to install. You have to arrow up and down, and depending on if it's specific graphics or something like that, your screen reader may or may not tell you when something is selected and when it's not selected. Now, sometimes the disk space required will be provided right after that, so if something is set to 0K, then you know that it's not going to be installed. But sometimes that can be a challenge. What this actually does, when you arrow up and down, if you hit the space bar on any of the options, let's say for Photo CD Creator, for example, which allows you to put photos on CDs, it actually puts up a little menu that says install this component, install this component and all of its subcomponents, and do not install this component. So you can choose very easily there what's installed and what isn't. So there is a good side and a bad side to this install. Other than that, it's fairly smooth. My install went very nicely, and you do have to restart when it's done. The other thing is you do need to uninstall your previous version of CD Creator. If you're running version 4, this will not let you install 5 over the top. You will need to uninstall version 4 first. The two products cannot coexist, and if you try to run the setup for 5, it will say please install the previous version first. Other than that, the install is fairly standard and very speech-friendly. It's very easy to tab through. It's a standard install shield. And, again, once it's installed, you do need to restart, so do make sure that any documents you have open or anything like that are saved before you end that install. And it does give you the option whether or not you want to restart. It does put two things into your startup. And when I say startup, I mean not the startup group, but rather the registry under the run services. And in Windows 98, this is navigable from the msconfig. It does put in DirectCD, and what that is it will format a CD so you can write to it using Windows Explorer or just even a save as, saving it to the drive letter of your CD writer. And that generally doesn't present a problem. The other thing that it does put in there, and I did disable this, which again you can do in msconfig in Windows 98. I'm not sure off the top of my head how this is done in 95. It has what's called a project selector, and it's an interface that allows you to pick what you want to do, such as create an audio CD, create a data CD. And I have found this particular part not to be very speech accessible. It appears from the top of it that you can just tab through the options, but I found the feedback I was getting with two screen readers in particular, HAL and Window Eyes, wasn't very good as far as the feedback it provided. So you may want to disable the other part of that, and it's called CD Creator 50 is what that's called, and you can disable that again in msconfig. The other thing that you'll find, if you don't have the auto run feature enabled on your CDs, on your CD-ROM, your CD writer, whereas I don't, it will pop up a message after you restart saying, do you want to enable these features? And I chose not to. You could choose to allow that if you wanted to, but I choose not to because when I insert a CD, I like to have some say-so over what's actually brought up and what isn't. And a lot of times I like to explore my CDs before I actually install something. So you can answer no to that and have the product work just fine. When you're in the product itself, if you insert an audio CD or insert a blank CD into your recorder, the product will detect that. So you don't necessarily need that enabled. So that's kind of the introduction to CD Creator 5 as far as installing it. Why don't we actually go into Creator and we'll look at some of the actual features of it. And again, I do find it very speech-friendly. For the users of version 4, you will find it to be very similar to it. There are some differences, which we will look at. But for now, let's go ahead and launch the product. I'm sitting at my desktop, and I'm using the HAL screen reader here, which generally is one of my favorites. I find that it does give me the most feedback out of the box with a lot of applications, and CD Creator is no exception. There are several applications to this package, and before we go in there, why don't I tell you about just a couple of them, the basic idea, and then we'll actually look at them in detail. There's CD Copier, which allows you to copy one CD to another. There is Sound Editor, which is actually a sound editor that allows you to record basic sound files. It only does WAV. Unfortunately, it does not do MP3. I am using that, actually, to record this review. I don't have SoundForge here. And I will most likely use GoldWave then to convert it into an MP3 after it's done. But it is a fairly nice sound editor, and a lot of the features are accessible through the menu bar, which does help. Of course, there's Easy CD Creator, which is the main application that allows you to do all of your advanced things. There is Photo CD Creator, and what that actually allows you to do is manipulate pictures and actually put pictures on a CD. There is Direct CD, which I did talk about that earlier, where it does allow you to actually copy files either from a floppy, from a hard drive, to a CD, just as if the CD was a removable disk in this case. You could copy and paste from Explorer. It's a great way to back up files, and it will offer you the opportunity when you eject a CD to make the disk readable on a regular CD-ROM drive, or if you want to continue writing to the disk. So those are some of the basic applications. There is another one, which is called Take Two, which does allow you to back up your hard drive to multiple CDs if necessary. That is the one application that so far I have not really found a keyboard interface to. Tabbing around doesn't seem to work. There's no menu bar. So that is the one I'd have to say is the most speech hostile as far as screen readers go. And certainly if anyone has any info on how to make that work, let me know. I'll give my email address at the end of this review. Well, let's go ahead into Easy CD Creator and have a look at some of the features and how you navigate around. Again, I'm using the HAL screen reader here. I have the newest version, 4.5, and I'm using a Keynote Gold SA synthesizer with this. And I just recently acquired that synthesizer, and I do tend to like it. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the Start menu.
Entering pop-up menu, new selection.
And I'm going to select P for Programs.
Entering Programs, Accessories as submenu.
Now, this actually puts itself under the Roxio program folder in your Start menu under Programs. So I'm going to go ahead and hit R.
R, new as submenu.
Not that one. Let's try it again.
Roxio Easy CD Creator 5 as submenu.
There we go. I'm going to hit the Enter key.
Entering Roxio Easy CD Creator 5.
Now, there is two different things in here you have to choose from. One of them is the project selector, which I talked about earlier, which, again, I haven't found to be very speech accessible at this point. Perhaps I'll look into that in the future. Maybe for Windowizer or something, there can be a set file made for that. The other thing it creates is applications, and that's another folder that has a submenu to it, and that's where all your applications are stored. So that's where we're going to go ahead and go now. I'm going to hit my down arrow key here, see where I'm at.
Project selector.
Okay, I don't want that. Let's hit the down arrow key again.
Applications as submenu.
There we go. Let's hit the Enter key.
Entering applications. CD copier.
Okay, there's CD copier. I mentioned that.
CD label creator.
CD label creator. What this is, I didn't mention this earlier, it allows you to actually print and create label inserts for your CDs. So that's a nice feature if you choose to do that. Of course, you probably wouldn't be able to read them using a print printer if you're blind, but it's certainly a nice feature to have in a product like this. It fits right in.
Direct CD format utility.
Okay, that's the direct CD format utility. That's again for formatting your direct CDs and making them ready to be written to directly using Windows Explorer or any other means that can write directly to a drive.
Easy CD Creator.
There's Easy CD Creator itself. Let's go in there. I'm going to hit the Enter key.
Exit menu, my computer.
And this takes a second to load. Okay. The window is up. Now, HAL didn't really tell us when the window actually opened, but we are in an Easy CD Creator window now, and if I hit HAL's read window title, it should tell us that. Let's see.
Window Untitled Music CD Project Easy CD Creator.
Okay. This Untitled Music CD Creator Project. The one difference that I'll point out off the bat between version 4 and 5 of CD Creator, version 4 called these layouts. They were called layouts where you could actually add songs or data to a layout and then actually create the CD, you know, whatever's in that layout. In version 5, they're known as projects. So the terminology is a little bit different there, but it does basically mean the same thing. The first thing that I would like to point out here as far as speech friendliness that I think is very commendable on Roxio's part, everything is accessible from the menus. There is a toolbar in Easy CD Creator, which, and this is a personal choice, I tend to disable my toolbars because I find most of the time that they do clutter up the screen, and that's a personal choice. But in version 5, there's a couple things that you can choose to display or not to display. The status bar, CD info bar, an explorer bar. So you can choose to display or not to display those things. I do display the status bar in CD Creator 5 because it is a good way to tell how many audio tracks or what exactly you have in your CD layout. So let's just go ahead and look at the menu bar in Easy CD Creator, and that way I can show you exactly what's here, and you can kind of see some of the stuff you can do. I'm going to go ahead and just press the Alt key.
Entering top menu, file.
And there's the file menu. Let's go ahead and go across. I want to show you some of the standard things, or the things that you wouldn't generally find in this application. Usually file, edit, you see that in almost every program. File is generally where you can create a new project. You can actually create the CD based on a project you've made. So let's go ahead and go across.
Edit.
And there's the edit menu. That allows you to actually copy tracks to the clipboard, to paste. You can do all the basic editing things that you find in an application there. There's the view menu. Let's go in there for a minute. I do want to show you some things in here. This is pretty nice. I'm going to hit the enter key here.
Entering view. Status bar selected.
There's the status bar. You can choose whether or not you actually want to display that. I have mine selected at the moment. Let's go ahead and narrow down.
CD info bar.
CD info bar. I don't exactly know what this does. I've never really done a read window command to read the full window to see what difference this makes, whether it's there or not. This window does have quite a bit of stuff in it. So, I can tell you that it doesn't seem to impact your ability to create the CDs, at least not from what I've seen. Let's arrow down again.
Show Explorer bar selected.
Show Explorer bar. This is another very nice feature of Easy CD Creator that makes it very speech-friendly. To select files for, let's say, an audio CD or something like that, it does allow you to basically select them in the same way you would select something in Windows Explorer. And generally, the Explorer bar is like your floppy drive, your hard drive. It's a separate pane, basically, that allows you to select your drive. I don't have mine selected here currently, and we'll see if we need to select that in order to demonstrate selecting files here in just a minute. Let's narrow down, and I'll show you the rest of this view menu.
Up one level.
That allows you to go to the previous level in your drive list.
Show files as submenu.
Show all files. You can choose there whether you want to see all files or just audio files. In this case, I just have audio files selected because it actually will show you MP3s, WAV files, or WMA files. I'm not sure in the previous version if Windows Media Files were supported or not for making CDs from them, but they are supported in version 5. Let's go ahead and keep arrowing down here.
Split as submenu.
Split, it controls whether it's left or right or up or down. I've never actually figured out exactly what that means, but it is in here to kind of examine a bit. Let's keep going down.
Large icons, small icons, list details.
Large icons, small icons, list details. And it's interesting here because it doesn't really put a check mark, at least not that Hal's picking up, by any of these options. I tend to use either list or details because it does sort it all into one column. So I'm just going to make sure list is selected before we exit out of this menu. Let's see if there's anything else in here.
Arrange icons as submenu.
Arrange icons, that's another kind of Explorer type command.
Refresh.
Refresh, again another Explorer command.
Status bar selected.
We're back to the status bar. So very much like a Windows Explorer interface, if you're familiar with that, you'll have no trouble getting around this. I'm going to make sure list is selected here.
List.
There we go. Hit the enter key.
Exit menu. Untitled Music CD Project DD CD Creator.
Okay. Let's go ahead and briefly look at some of these other menus, and I'll try to point out some of the highlights that are really, really nice that you can do here. Let's go back to the menu bar.
Entering top menu, file, edit, new, CD.
CD. Let's go in here and just have a look around.
Entering CD, eject disabled.
Eject disabled. I don't have a CD in there right now, so it's going to be disabled. Probably a lot of these are because I don't have a CD in there currently, but you'll at least get an idea for some of these options.
Erase disk.
Erase disk. You could do that theoretically only if you had a CDRW, because of course CDRs, you can't erase them.
Import session disabled.
Import session.
CD information.
CD information.
CD copy disabled.
CD copy. Again, I don't have anything in there, so.
Eject disabled.
And we're back to the eject. So that's the CD menu.
Previous tools.
Let's go to tools and see what's in there. This has a couple features that are really nifty.
Entering tools. Find disabled.
Find.
System tests.
System tests. That allows you to perform various tests to make sure your system is adequate for CD creating.
CD drive properties.
CD drive properties. That's a nice thing because it allows you to really get some info on your CD writer. Sometimes for technical support or if trying to diagnose a problem, this can be very helpful. I'll go ahead and show you this. We'll hit the enter key and so you can kind of see what it displays.
Exit menu, CD drive properties, devices, F.
F is the drive letter. And this is nice because I believe you can just tab right through this. Let's see.
Correct order default IDEC product is rewritable minus 2x2x6 firmware rev 3.01 address 010 audio extraction rate not tested max. Read speed 6x900 kb/s, take buffer 768 kb, and disk PS barcode no write test yes disk at once. Close button.
Okay. Close. That was quite a bit of stuff. So it kind of gave you the firmware revision. It gives you how much kbps it's capable of transferring. I'll go ahead and select close here and close out of that. So that's a nice feature. It can be very helpful for technical support if you're having trouble with your CD writer or something like that. Let's go back to that tools menu and see if there's anything else nice in there.
Entering tool, system test, CD drive proper, CD label creator.
That opens CD label creator, which, of course, we saw on our way in here in the start menu.
Options.
There's options. You can control various options, such as how it accesses the internet. There is a very nice internet feature here in CD Creator, which I'll show you in a minute. Version 4 had it as well, so version 4 users would be familiar with it, but for those of you that have never used CD Creator, it's a very nice thing. So that's kind of the tools menu. Let's continue. I want to show you some things in another menu here in the track menu.
Previous track.
Here's the track menu. Actually, before I do that, let me show you how to select a file in the hard drive, because if we don't do that, a lot of these track options will be disabled, and I do want to show you how to kind of some of the dialog boxes in here and how they work. So what we're going to do here, let me just hit the tab key. I'm back in my window. I'm out of the menus, and let's see where we're at here. Okay, I'm in my ASAP directory, which is I'm in my hard drive right now, it looks like. I'm going to go into my MP3 folder, which is where I have a lot of my music files. So I'm just going to hit the letter M.
MP3.
There we go. And if you press the Enter key to select that, you will find that you're on the first item in this folder.
And supply to less lonely people in the world, MP3.
There we go. And that's the name of the first MP3 I've got. Now, here's the very nice thing about Easy CD Creator. This, I don't see how it can get much speech friendlier than this. To select files, what you would do here is just arrow down through the list, and when you find the one you want, it's very, very easy to add it to your project. And there is somewhat of a difference here between version 4 and version 5, which I'll point out. So let's just go ahead and arrow down through this list here.
Amber, this is your MP3. The only time we'll tell MP3.
Now let's say I wanted to add that one to the list. Well, in version 4, from what I can tell, the only way to do it was to go to the Edit menu, and there was an option that said Add Selected, and it would actually add it for you. In version 5, this is also on the Edit menu, but there is a keyboard shortcut. It's Control-T. So that kind of makes things easier. You don't have to go to the menu bar every time you want to add something. So I'm just going to press Control-T now.
Adding names to the CD Pro. Untitled Music CD Project Easy CD Creator. Page only time will tell MP3.
And it went ahead and added it for us. Let's go ahead and add one more here, just so you kind of have a couple items here in our CD project to manipulate.
Barbara Streisand, Barry Manilow, Sunwit, Beautiful MP3, Bottle MP3, Chances MP3, Cause Leave Me Breathless MP3.
Yeah, let's try adding that one. We'll go ahead and hold down the control key again and hit the T.
Adding names to this Untitled Music CD Project EDC.
Okay. We now have two files in this CD layout. Now, there are several things you can tab through here. You can give this a name. You can give the artist a name. Of course, that's already built into the MP3 file names. But let's go ahead and tab through here and just kind of see what we have here.
Convert track to audio file. Remove preview. Track transitions effects. New CD title. New title. Edit area.
Okay. Kind of little extraneous speech there. There's quite a bit of stuff on the screen. New title. That looks like the prompt we're actually in. Let's keep tabbing through here.
Artist name. New artist. Edit area.
There's the artist name. Again, just hitting the tab key, tabbing right through this.
Artist name. Age only time will tell 044814 CMP3. Age only time will tell.
Okay, that wasn't really the label, artist name there, but you can kind of tell by looking at this, we're now in our CD layout. And once you've added, you know, 10, 15 audio tracks to a CD, you probably want to actually verify that you've actually added the ones that you actually want. And it's very easy to do with this product, because we could just arrow up and down now, and we only have two files in this layout, but if we arrow down...
Cartley Me Breathless 03-26-16-CMP3-Cartley-Me-Breathle.
Okay. And that's actually the other file in our list. Now, let's say that for some reason we didn't want that file in there. We made a mistake. We added it accidentally. Let's see if hitting the delete key actually allows us to delete that. I'm going to hit the delete key on the keyboard now.
EDCP Creator, are you sure you want to remove the selected item S from your CD project? Yes, button.
I'll hit a Y here just to delete it.
Y, Untitled Music CD Project EDCP Creator, artist name, 8 only time will tell, 04-48-14-CMP3, 8 only time will tell.
Okay, and now we're just left with that one file, so that's very speech-friendly. I don't see how you could honestly get much better than that as far as the design of the product for selecting and adding audio files. Adding data to a data CD is the exact same thing. You simply select the folders of the files that you want to add, and it's done in the exact same manner. Now, here's something I do want to show you. This is a wonderful feature, I think, in CD Creator. If you have audio CDs that you want to take tracks from, because you can not only make audio CDs with your MP3s or your Waves or Windows Media, but you can mix and choose audio CDs as well. What this will actually do, if you insert a CD into your CD drive, it will actually go onto the internet and download the actual tracks for you. So when you actually select them, you're not just selecting track 1, track 2, track 3. You actually have names for them, and it's a wonderful feature. And it's, again, it's as speech-friendly as you could want. I'm going to go ahead and grab a audio CD here. And here we are. I'm just going to go ahead and insert this into my CD-ROM drive. I do have a CD writer and a CD-ROM drive on this computer, two separate drives. I'm going to go ahead and put it in the CD-ROM drive, and I'm going to go ahead and close it. I just did. And in a moment here, you'll see what this actually does. It detects that there's a CD in there. And let's see if it actually downloads this and tells us the tracks. And there it is. It's an ABBA CD, actually. And let's just arrow down through this list and see if these tracks are listed there.
Knowing me, knowing you, take a chance on me. Mamma mia, lay all your love on me. Super Trooper, I have a dream. The winner takes it all.
Now, again, what if we wanted to select one of those files? Well, we could just hit Control-T, and it would select here. Let's try it.
Adding names to the CD project list.
Okay. Now, here's another nifty thing we can do in CD Creator 5. And this, was also available in 4. But, again, it's very speech-friendly. Let's go to the track menu in the menu bar. And this is kind of why I waited to show you this part. I'm just going to hit the Alt key, and we'll go across, and we'll find it.
Entering Edit, New, CD, Tools, Track.
There we go. Hit Enter.
Entering Track Preview.
Preview. We can preview the track.
Convert to audio file.
Convert to audio file. This is what I wanted to show you. Easy CD Creator has a built-in file extractor that you can take audio files and convert them into MP3s, Windows Media, WAV files. Let's just hit Enter here and tab through these options.
Exit menu. Convert audio track S to file S, file name. The winner takes it all. Edit area.
And it automatically names the file for you. I'm just going to hit the Tab key.
Save as type. Peg layer minus 3 compressed audio MP3 list box.
MP3. Let's see what else our choices are.
Format. Peg layer minus 3 compressed audio LAMP. WAV file WAV. Windows Media Audio WAV. All files.
So there we go. We can do Windows Media, MP3, or WAV. That's quite a bit of flexibility there.
Save button.
There's the save button.
Cancel options button.
And there's options. That allows you, we can actually do several things with editing the file, including we could add some delay to it. You can actually control that stuff. So it's got a mini editor built in right here, actually. I found that doesn't speak quite as well as I would like. It is a bit graphical, but it is there if you do get a hold of this program and you want to experiment with that. Let's keep tabbing through here.
Format, PCM 44100HD, 16-bit, stereo CD quality, list box.
Okay, now this is interesting. It it gives you not only the sampling rate and the quality, but it also gives you little hints about what that would be used for. Like it said here, CD quality. I'm just going to hit the up arrow key and see what else we've got here and see if it has any other hints.
ECM44100HD, 16-bit mono. ECM44100HD, 8-bit stereo. ECM2205HD, 16-bit stereo. ECM22050HD, 16-bit mono. ECM22050HD, 8-bit stereo. ECM22050HD, 8-bit mono.
Okay, so we have quite a few choices there, and it does, again, it's very speech-friendly as far as being able to arrow up and down. I'm going to go ahead and hit the escape key to get out of this. Now, what about actually making the CD? Let's say you've put a bunch of stuff in here, and you're ready to write out a CD that you really want to keep for your collection. I'll go ahead and show you the actual Create CD dialog box, and again, you'll see it's quite speech-friendly. It's in the File menu, so I'm just going to hit Alt-F here to pull it down.
Entering File menu, New CD Project, as submenu.
And I'm going to go and narrow up, because I believe it's more toward the bottom.
Exit. CD Project Properties. Properties. Recent File Disable. Record CD from CD Image. Create CD Hard Disk Image. Finalize CD Disabled. Record CD.
Record CD. Let's go in there. And I don't have a blank CD in my recorder, so hopefully it'll at least let us see these options. I'm going to hit the Enter key here.
Exit menu. Record CD setup. Number of copies. Start recording button.
Well, we're on start recording there. Not sure why it read us the number of copies there. Let's go ahead and hit the tab key.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button.
Help button.
There's help.
Options button.
There's options. I'm going to go ahead and press that.
Record CD set. Help button. Hide options button.
Now, this is one thing I did want to point out, the difference between version 4 and 5. Version 4 had buttons that said options that you could select and deselect advanced options. But the button never changed. It said options every time, so you never really knew if you were actually hiding or showing these options. Well, in version 5, it does have hide options, so you know that you're actually hiding the options there. Let's go ahead and hit the tab key, and we'll tab through these.
Select CDR drive, FIDEC rewritable -2x2x6, list box.
And it's already selected my CD writer for me, but if you had more than one, it would be very easy to select that. It's a standard list box.
Write speed, 2x300kb/s, list box.
There's your write speed. You can control how fast it writes. I only have a 2-speed writer on this machine. But if I wanted to change it to 1x, I should just be able to arrow up.
1x150kb/s.
Again, that's very speech-friendly. Change it to 1x. Hit the tab key again.
1, edit area.
Okay, didn't read the label there, but I'm thinking that's the number of copies. And it's set to 1. Hit the tab key again.
Record options group. Record CD. Selected radio button.
There's record CD. You can actually choose to test your system or to record the CD. A lot of times testing is good if you're just getting a CD writer, so you could easily choose that. It's a set of radio buttons. I'll go ahead and arrow through these so you can see it. Well,
record
that's
CD.
That's the only option it's going to give us. So I guess none of the other ones are available at the moment, probably because I don't have a CD actually in here. Let's hit the tab key again.
Record method group, track options, selected radio button.
Okay, this is where you actually choose what recording method you want. Track at once or disk at once, which is usually what I like to use. Let's see if we can arrow down and get to that. Well,
track at once.
Again, because I actually have no CD in the drive right now, it's not going to let me pick these, but you could arrow up and down through here. Disk at once would be recording the whole CD and then closing it out, whereas track at once would be just recording some tracks and then saving the CD, and maybe you're going to add some more later. Of course, to actually play the CD on a regular CD player, you do need to close it out, usually. Let's hit the tab key again.
Don't finalize session. Select the radio button.
Don't finalize session. You can choose whether or not to do that. If you select disk at once, that's not available, because disk at once assumes you're going to close it out right away.
Set as default button.
Set as default. You can set whatever recording method you want there as the default.
Start recording button.
Start recording. And we're back to the start recording button. So I hit escape to get out of that. That is about as speech-friendly as you could want as far as making a CD. And, again, with data CDs, it does provide the same interface, the same very speech-friendly interface. The one thing that version 5 has that I don't believe 4 has, at least not the version 4 that I had, you can create what are called MP3 CDs. And a lot of the new CD players that are going to be coming out actually will play audio and MP3, both of them. And what this would allow you to do is copy a lot of MP3s onto a CD and then close the CD out. So that's a nice feature if you ever get one of those CD players. The other thing I did want to show you is the CD copier. And what this actually allows you to do is copy one CD directly to another. It's great for making backups. Okay, my speech just said there are no audio files in the folder. When CD Creator is running, it detects if you take out or put in CDs, so it was kind of telling me that. So that's really nice, and Hal just kind of automatically spoke it. CD Copier allows you to make backups of audio or data CDs. It doesn't care which kind they are. It will copy either one, and if you wanted to, it will actually close the disc out, so it will basically allow you to do that in one session if you choose, and the CD will be usable right away. Let's go ahead and close the main Easy CD Creator program. I'm just going to hit Alt-F4 here.
Easy CD Creator. Same CD project. Changes to see my documents on Kiddo Music CD project. Yes, button.
You can save these projects and load them up for later use. I'm going to choose this time not to, because this was just for demonstration. So I'm just going to hit the Tab key and Tab to No.
No, button.
And select that.
No. Sound editor on Kiddo Blame 5 Love.
There's the sound editor. That's what I'm actually using to record this. And again, that is part of CD Creator 5 as well. Let's go back to the start menu, to the Roxio folder, and this time I'm going to select CD Copier.
Entering pop-up menu, no selection. Key entering program. Roxio EDCD Creator 5 as submenu. Entering Roxio EDCD Creator 5. Rox applications as sub. Entering applications. CD Copier.
And there's CD Copier. Let's go ahead and select that. I do want to show you how this works. This is another very nice feature.
Infinite menu. CD copier. Source and destination property sheet. Copy from group. Please insert original source CD contents.
Okay. What this is, it's another very speech-friendly tab-through dialog box that just asks you some basic things about copying the CD. And I'll go ahead and show you these options. Here, I'm going to hit Shift-Tab so we make sure we're on the first one.
Source and destination. Tab control.
Okay, there's the tab control. I'm just going to hit the tab key now.
Source and destination property sheet. Copy from group. Please insert original source CD. EI from 48 XQ. List box contents.
Okay. I don't have an audio CD anymore in the CD-ROM. I did go ahead and take that out. So, but it, had there been one in there, it would have said audio CD or data CD, and drive E is selected, which is my CD-ROM. So let's hit the tab key again.
Record to group. Please insert blank CD. FIDEC rewritable minus 2x2x6 list box
and again,
contents.
I don't have a CD in my writer, but it automatically found it, the F drive, and that's what it would use. But again, if you had more than one, these are standard list boxes, you could very easily select what you wanted. Let's hit the tab key again.
Source and destination, tab control.
Okay, that's all in source and destination. Let's hit the right arrow key and see what else we have here.
Advanced, tab control.
Okay, there's the advanced. Let's look and see what we got in here. We'll tab through.
Advanced property sheet, recorder speed, 2x, list box.
Again, you can control how fast your CD recorder writes. Very standard list box.
Copy, selected radio button.
You can copy or test. Let's see what we have here. I think this time, even though there's no CD in there, it may let me at least go among the options. Let's see.
Test, selected radio button.
There we go. That's if you wanted to just make sure your system was adequate. No data would actually be written to the CD.
Test copy. Selected radio button.
Test and copy. And that would be to actually test and then copy. Normally, if you're sure your hardware is working fine, you can just usually select copy and it does work.
Copy. Selected radio button.
Well, let's hit the tab key and see what else we got here.
Number of copies. One. Edit area.
Number of copies. Just one. You can choose how many you want there, and it will actually prompt you to switch to the next blank disk.
Disk attachments. Select the checkbox.
Disk at once. That would be copy the CD and then close out the source. Or close out the actual blank CD, actually, it would be. And then as soon as you did that, it would be ready to be read on a CD-ROM drive, or if it was an audio CD, it would be ready to play in a CD player.
Save as default button. Advanced tab control.
And there's the advanced, and I don't have any CDs in there, so the copy button, obviously, is not going to be available because there's no CDs in the drives, but if there was, it would allow that to be selected, and you'd simply select the copy button. So that's the CD copier. There are some other applications in Easy CD Creator 5. There's a photo CD creator, which I myself have not used since I don't work much with pictures, but it is possible to use, and the menu bar is very accessible in that as well. As I said earlier, the only application I found that really is not accessible at this point is the Take-Two program, and that is because there's no keyboard interface, and really it's kind of hard to tell where stuff's at in that program, so maybe when I have some time I'll get a chance to look at that and see if there is any way to use it. But overall, that's how Easy CD Creator 5 works. In conclusion, I think it's a very speech-friendly product, and if you look at the website for this product, which, by the way, I'll go ahead and give to you if you want more information, it's www.roxio, it's roxio.com. They do talk about, actually, how it's a new interface and how kind of easy to use it is for a mouse user, but I think this product does prove that a product can be visually appealing and also accessible for the most part if certain guidelines are followed. Would I recommend this product as your product for making CDs? The answer to that, I think, is a definite yes. I don't think for creating CDs, I don't think how you can get much more speech-friendly. I don't see how it would be possible. The list boxes are all standard. You can tab through the dialog boxes to select files, whether it's for audio or data. It's just a standard Explorer interface. Everything's accessible through the menu bar in the majority of cases. It's just I don't see how you can get much better than that. So I would definitely recommend that as a yes. Would I recommend you upgrade from version 4? That kind of depends. If 4 is doing what you want, as far as just creating audio CDs or data CDs, and it's doing what you want, you may find it adequate. I don't exactly know what the deluxe version of 4 had compared to 5, but 5 does have, you know, a few more features, the photo creator, the sound editor, and if you find those things, you know, worth having, then certainly it might be worth the upgrade for you. It generally sells for between $89 and $99 U.S., and it just started shipping about a week or two ago. I was able to get a hold of it at an Office Depot store here. But if I had to give it a rating, I would say probably 8 out of 10. The Take-Two, again, is not very accessible, and the installer, I think, with the CD key, I think that is a bit of a nuisance. But if you can get by with those things, I do think the product is very speech friendly, and I know I certainly enjoy it for making my CDs. Let me go ahead and give you my email address if you have any questions or comments about the review, or if you find ways to do something that perhaps I haven't figured out, such as with the Take-Two or something like that. I'd certainly be interested. My email address is N0OXY. That's actually my ham call sign. N0OXY at SWBell, that's SWBELL, period, net. Again, that's N0OXY at SWBell.net. And again, Roxio's webpage, if you want to find out more about this product. And also, I might add, they do have a lot of information about how CDRs work, how CD recorders work, a lot of stuff you can read up on if you're interested in knowing how this technology actually works. The website address is www.roxio, it's R-O-X-I-O, .com. And it seems to be a pretty speech-friendly site. I use it with WindowEyes quite a bit, and it does seem to be fairly easy to get around quite nicely. So, thank you for listening, and hope you enjoyed the review, and happy CD creating.